This Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Excited. Talent show day.
A lot of good talent out there waiting to call. Thursday is our talent show day. Now, the only time we're going to stop down, except for the Burke segment, of course, and commercials, is for Jose. Jose Hernandez will be in here about 4:14, 4 whatever, right after the 4 o'clock news break, because we weren't on the air Monday. So be thinking of your television, telephone, smartphone, cell phone, dumb phone, whatever, computer questions, because about 4:15, Jose will be here to answer those. Other than that, it is, and the Playhouse, of course, it's talent time. So if you have a, how many days have we done this? How many Thursdays? Two or three?
I think two.
We got two under our belts. They were tremendous. And what I like about it is it shows the listeners two things. One, there are some very talented people right around us that we didn't know were there. And there are some people who think they're very talented who are horrible, who didn't know they were horrible. And we're the truth tellers, so we'll tell you after your performance. Let's put it this way. If we don't ask for your phone number, you're probably not going to win. Any audible talent, impressions, bird calls, sound. I love the guy that did the sound effects. That was good. He was pretty good. Singing, playing an instrument, any instrument you can put the phone next to and play. Have fun. You know, just have some fun with it. And if what you're thinking and you didn't hear the other two Thursdays is, well, yeah, but what about a prize? Oh, we got that covered. In fact, we had a meeting. Remember that meeting we had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we said, I don't think one prize is good enough. Mm-mm. For our audience, how about three prizes? So ultimately, the winner of our talent contest will get a joke CD signed and personalized by me, a harmonica signed by the harmonica master, Dan Strauss, and you get your choice of two harmonicas. You can have the one right out of this studio that his germs are on. He'll sign that, or a brand new one just like it that he'll sign. And last but not least, a signed photograph of signed by Peon of a girl with big boobs.
That's nice.
How about that prize package?
Not necessarily big, just nice. Ones. Yeah. We don't have to be.
Not necessarily big. Who wants a photo of like a 32
mosquito bites?
Bee?
Right. Well, no. I'm talking about not big like that woman that we posted on the Facebook page.
Not
a while
ridiculously
back.
Big.
Yes.
Like, something with some cleavage.
Yeah. Just medium size, like Kate Upton.
86
like that.
Triple F. Sweet. We're not messing with it. And that's the other thing. We'll have to come up with a photo unless, and this is your other road to stardom, you want to send us a picture taken on your phone or whatever. No nudity, please. I really mean that.
Yes.
We really mean that when we say no topless photos.
Yeah.
And you can tell we mean it in our voices. Mm-hmm. just a picture of you that would somehow reveal in just tight enough clothing that you're pretty well built, with your permission to let that be the autograph picture. How about that? An autograph picture, autographed by Peon, of an actual AM and the PM listener who's stacked.
Oh, man.
Now you got something. That's the prize package. But first, as always, the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do.
All right. And before you start, I want to tell people that you sent me that video, that documentary. What's it called again?
This is what winning looks
like. This is what winning looks like. I'm going to tell you, folks, I haven't watched but a few minutes of it. I can already tell this is my kind of documentary. This is one of those journalism-embedded, real-deal, no sugar-coating censorship. This is what it looks like to be serving in Afghanistan, trying to train those knuckleheads who, in many cases, resent the fact that we're even there trying to help them. It's an eye-opener. And worth taking a look at. This is what winning looks like. And I wanted to mention that before you started, because I appreciate you sent it to me, and I can't wait to watch the rest of it. What do you have?
The first thing, kind of scary thing, but it looks like it wasn't as scary as it sounded. But did you hear about the ledges in the Willis Tower that were cracking?
No.
Apparently,
it was formerly the Sears Tower.
Apparently, on the 103rd floor, they have these boxes, and it's all glass, where you can, it's kind of like that thing over the Grand Canyon, right, where it's all, clear and everything. And so these guys, this family went up there last night, and they were sitting on, taking pictures and things like that. All of a sudden, they heard this cracking.
Oh.
And it freaked them out a little bit. And so they alerted the staff and everything. But apparently, they're saying it was just the protective coating that goes over the boxes that eliminates scratches on the glass. Because apparently these boxes are supposed to be able to hold 5 tons or something. So
I don't care how much I'm not going to step out on it.
I think I would have to. I'm terrified of heights, but I would have to do that. Just like the Grand Canyon thing. I would have to make myself do that.
I don't know if I could.
Some things I can't make myself do. Bungee jumping? I can't make myself do that.
I would have to do that too, I think.
My knees would be...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying my legs would support me. But
I don't know if I could. I could walk out there and just completely collapse, and then you're paralyzed, and you're trying to crawl out of there.
Yeah, somebody could drag you out.
Interest in stepping out on a glass ledge clear that you look straight down so that it looks like you're hovering over death.
I couldn't get up on the roof to clean out the gutters, and the roof is not that high, and the pitch on the roof is not that steep. I used to have a neighbor come over, and I could not watch him get to the edge and bend down and clear out the gutters.
You know what, though? Here's what's amazing. When you stand out in front of your house or beside your house and you look up at the gutter, you go, well, it's not that high.
Right.
Yet get up there and stand on the roof. It looks like you're 300 feet off the ground.
No.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
And my dad is a painter, so he's able to get up on roofs and do anything. But I remember getting up. The worst part, getting up there is not that bad. Getting off and when you're backwards facing the ladder and trying to put that first foot down on the rung of the ladder.
And it's so frightening. And you're right. Once you get up, you go, that one's so bad. I'm up on the roof. Hey, I'm up on the
getting
roof.
Down.
I did that one time.
Let's get down.
And we had a deck on the back, and you could use a step ladder, an 8-foot step ladder, and get up there. And I got up there, and then when I went to get down, I'm trying to get off on the, and all of a sudden the ladder goes eep, and fell over.
Now you're really
and I'm
screwed.
Like, I'm up there pounding and beating on the roof,
trying to get somebody's attention.
Yeah, help me! I'm screaming.
Yeah, because you're not jumping off.
No.
No.
When, in fact, if you did it right and rolled, you'd probably be okay.
Right.
It's not that high. What is it? The edge of your roof is, 9 feet, maybe?
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. It just seems so scary and so high. It seems like it's three stories up.
Well, this one, where it was, I could have jumped down onto the deck, but I could not get myself to get to the edge.
No. I get it.
Tough.
Anything else?
Yeah. Another thing I thought was pretty neat. Kickstarter. I'm sure you've heard of Kickstarter. It's a website where you can get people to fund your whatever organization or people have used it to, celebrities have used it to get their movies funded.
Or if you have some sort of business you want to start.
Right. Usually it's tech gadgets or things like that. But LeVar Burton and his company started a Kickstarter yesterday. He was the host of
Roots?
Reading Rainbow.
Well,
he was in Roots and Reading Rainbow, which was a great show. It was on for 25, 30 years or whatever. But it's been off the air for a couple of years. They started yesterday, and I think they wanted to raise $1 million, and they raised it within the first day. They're like at $1.8 million now, so so that's very cool. So because it was a good show, and LeVar Burton's a good guy, so it was good to see that.
Remember Richard Burton, Liz Taylor's? That's his dad. That's LeVar's dad.
Really?
You know that?
I didn't know Richard Burton had kids.
No, LeVar Burton.
Isn't Reading Rainbow coming back? Is that what the deal is?
Well, yeah, they're getting. I think they have an app right now, but they're trying to get it more because on the show they used to have books and kids would tell about the books and things like that, and then he'd also do like these video field trips where he'd go somewhere and explain. You know, it was all about learning and things like that. But they're trying to get it into classrooms and things like that, so they need money to fund all this. So
the first time I ever heard about it was yesterday because somebody said I was with my daughter, and they said that Reading Rainbows was coming back, and she says, "Oh, I love that." She used to watch it in kindergarten all the time.
Yeah.
She said.
No, it was a great show. And one of the best Jimmy Fallon, one of his skits that he did, I think it was before The Tonight Show and it was on The Late Show. But did you ever hear that when he did the Reading Rainbow theme as the Doors?
No.
And it wouldn't have meant anything to me because I'm not familiar with Reading Rainbow. You know this, he can sound like Jim Morrison.
Butterfly in the sky.
Wow.
I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A Reading Rainbow.
Wow, is he good at that Jim Morrison?
A Reading Rainbow. I can go.
This could have been an LSD-inspired song
of
the 60s.
Yeah.
The lyrics would have been perfect.
Friends you know, ways to grow, a Reading Rainbow.
Wow, that's great.
He is so talented.
Oh, man, so you can go see that if you want. But, yeah, that was good to hear, so that's all I have.
To me, he's 10 times as talented at doing that stuff as he is doing a monologue.
That's
his monologues are just flat to me.
I read something online today. It's almost like Lorne Michaels didn't really utilize him enough.
I agree.
They had him doing just as a regular cast off in one of their lame skits.
Yeah, I had no idea he had that much talent.
No, nobody did.
No.
Dan, anything? Burke segment.
No, well, I do have something. I want to give out my email address. It's danbig550@gmail.com. And what we're looking for is someone to cut my sister's grass.
Are you kidding me?
No. No, if someone has...
Where does she live?
In Chesterfield. But it's a big... There's a big field and stuff there. But we'd like someone to come out and cut my sister's grass.
Do you need a tractor?
No, not a tractor, but, she did have somebody cutting it, and he had one of those, those big ride behinds or whatever, where you stand on them and go around. So that's at danbig550@gmail.com. If you have like a lawn service or something like that, I'll get a hold of you.
So you're using, the station's airwaves for your personal benefit.
Like a Yellow Pages.
Yes. Yeah,
way to go. Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I would too. Hey,
thanks.
One of the perks of the business. Was that it?
That was it.
All right. Work segment's officially closed. Dan's going to get Mr. Londo from the... I saw John Londo on television this morning. I saw his new TV... I assume it's a new TV commercial. And that's all I'm going to say is that I saw it. Because if I say anything, he'll take it the wrong way as criticism or something. And once again, I'm going to give you the numbers here. And you're going to need them for two reasons today. As soon as we talk with John Londo, we're going to launch right into our talent show. So here are the numbers for that. And when Jose comes in after the 4 o'clock news block, we'll do a you know, 10, 15 minutes with Jose, then back to the talent show. So for either one of those, it's 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And I see that we already have back fresh from high school graduation ceremony last night for the last of the Landoff boys to graduate from high school. John Landoff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
Good. Now, you sound like you're in some sort of party atmosphere.
Well, you know, it is. This is Talent Thursday, isn't it?
It is. It is Talent
Thursday. And if I remember correctly, because at my age right now, sometimes my memory does escape me, but you've kind of made fun that I don't really have much talent.
I don't believe I've ever done that.
You have talent.
Hey, you always make fun of me. That's okay.
No, what was it he did that we were stunned? He did an impression or something, and I remember our reaction was, wow.
Well, let me just tell you this much. I've called in some backup, okay?
Okay.
I've got the ladies of Landoff Chevrolet here in my office.
All right.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Great. I'm great. Great, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Is this some sort of a lead singer with Supremes backing him up, or what?
That, Frank, this is something you've never, and I'm going to tell you, this talent you've never had on the radio.
Wow.
This might be the first in the history of radio.
Wow. Now, you ladies, you
so
do realize
start our contest now,
you
guess,
and John are not eligible for our big prizes, but that doesn't matter. I think we're all.
This is The Call.
That's right. Let's get this thing started. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Call, the newest and hottest talent show on the air from KTRS in St. Louis, where we're finding talent all over the St. Louis area. And our first contestant today apparently coming from, are you in your office, John?
Yes, we're in my office.
From
Frank.
From the office of John Landoff, where we have, let's name everybody in the room there.
I'll start. My name is Kitty Harrison.
We know Kitty well. Hello, Kitty. Who else is in there?
Okay, come on up, Sal.
Sally Keneally.
Sally, how are you?
Good.
Debbie John.
Debbie, nice. But John knows how to get the women in the office, doesn't he? Who else do we have?
Diane Kaiser.
Diane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Anybody else?
Trisha Arnold.
Trisha Arnold. Five ladies.
Five ladies of Landoff, lovely ladies of Landoff, and I hope all of your listeners are prepared for what they are about to hear. It is going to be probably like the spectacular of all things on the call.
Of all spectaculars. I don't believe they could possibly be ready for what it sounds like we're about to hear.
It's going to be pretty intense.
All right,
I'm going to turn it over to the ladies, and I'll try to give you guidance as we go through this whole production, but Diane is going to lead us off.
Okay.
Diane, you're first.
Okay, so ladies, everyone, at attention. On three. One, two, three, and go.
Okay. Now this is a round off back handspring, back double flip, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Hang on. We made it clear this has to be an audible talent.
You can't change the rules midstream. We came up with a gymnastics routine that we think is pretty awe-inspiring. If you'd like at the end of this song, we've got one more little trick here. And Debbie Johns, bring it on.
I am going to perform a triple Lindy.
Wow, man.
Triple Lindy from
off the desk.
Is that a springboard?
Yeah.
Probably off his desk.
He's on John's desk right now.
Okay.
The triple Lindy's from back to school with Rodney Dangerfield.
Pretty far down there, but I'm ready. Yeah. One, two, three. Airborne sound.
I heard that. There is some audible stuff in there. The wind.
No, Dan.
This is not.
Now we're going to close with our final.
They're drinking.
Ready? And I don't have a pitch pipe, but. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Ding!
That's admissible.
I'm close right now.
I love you, girls. Right,
thank you, ladies.
It's unfortunate that we can't be in the competition, but we did share our talent.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank
the
you
ladies
much.
Of Landoff, everybody. The ladies of Landoff. Wow. I wish we had video of that. I should have thought to have you roll some video and shoot that over to the website.
Next time we will get the cameras in here.
On our Facebook, if we could have the ladies jumping off your desk and flipping on our Facebook page, wow, then we got something. That would have been great.
You know, it's just that the ladies of Llandaff Chevrolet flip over the great deals that we give here at the dealership to the AM and the PM crowd. Mm-hmm. Just go flipping crazy. That's what we do.
I saw your TV commercial this morning.
Okay.
And that's all. I saw it.
Come on, now, you know you started to smile.
I applaud the fact that you're not Grecian formula 99ing or whatever it's called your hair. I notice you are starting to get a little maturity in your hair, and I like the fact that you're not throwing the shoe polish to it. You're not dyeing your hair.
No, I do not. I do not. I'll tell
you. Well, I applaud that.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen what it looks like when guys think people don't know they're dyeing their hair, and it looks like they dip their hair in a bucket of black paint that was really purple.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So, the young lady that cuts my hair, Elise Morgenthaler, and her husband, Josh, they were up here buying another car from Johnny Llandaff Chevrolet just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
And guess what the ladies of Llandaff had to ask Elise and her husband, more Elise because she cuts my hair. They're like, okay, tell us the truth. Does he dye his hair?
Well, I could tell from the TV commercial, no.
No, I don't. I can't believe that. At the Studio Bronca, my buddy Mark Bronca, and Greve, this unbelievable that they would ask the question, does he dye his hair? I mean, and they were just, then after they asked the question, of course, Diane was the ringleader, 27, almost 28-year veteran of Johnny Llandaff Chevrolet. Then after she asked the question, she like, barrels her head in her lap, laughing, turns red because she can't believe that she had the guts to ask, I don't dye my hair. First of all, it costs too much money.
Well, you're past the point. Well, here's when guys do it. When they start to see it, they try to stop it before people have noticed they're getting a gray hair. You're past that point. If you did it now, it looks stupid. If you showed up tomorrow with coal black hair and not one, it would look ridiculous.
And another thing, what if you wouldn't do this because you're a good-looking man.
No,
he's bald. But what if you went and had the hair plugs put in and you came one day with a full head of hair?
Well, that's what I've never understood, is guys that do that.
Yeah.
You show up one day, you think nobody knows you had that done. Wait, yesterday you were bald.
Did you get a haircut?
Now, if you're going to back up and move to Nebraska where nobody knows you, and you want to do that before you leave, and okay, they meet you for the first time, and they don't know that you. But it's never interested me, ever. My brother wears a toupee. He's got actually more of like a weave kind of. I don't really understand it, but I never wanted to do it because, and I saw a guy yesterday, and I always want to walk up to guys and go, excuse me, do you have any idea how obvious it is that you've got a bad hairpiece? But you can't do that. But
no,
I want to do it because they honestly think nobody knows they're wearing a hairpiece, and there are very, very few really good ones.
Well, I can tell you this much. I don't think I'll have to worry.
You're not going to have, you got plenty of hair. You don't have to worry about that.
I got plenty. I got a little too much hair, but that's okay. You know what? I can tell you this much, that I really wish you could have been here to see the performances that the ladies of Llandaff just put on. I know you like talking about hair, but you brought it up about my TV commercial, so I have to, venture out beyond, of course, though the majority of my customers come from your show.
Sure they do.
You know, there are a few folks, we should do a TV commercial together.
We could do that.
You know?
We could do that.
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun.
Yeah. We'll put my Corvette in the commercial. We'll have my Corvette in the commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we'll both be sitting in the Corvette together.
I don't know that we could both get in it together.
I'm pretty big.
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty good-sized guy, and the two of us together would fill that up.
Oh, so you're saying that you're a pretty good-sized guy and that I'm
I didn't say
a pretty
that.
Good-sized guy, so that I'm too fat to get in your car?
No, but you're not a thin man. You're not
it's one thing.
You're not thin.
One of the nose, the hair, now the gut, the stomach.
No, I didn't say that.
Is
you're not.
Come to? Really?
You're not a stick. You're not a little thin a guy.
I'm not a stick.
No.
Let me help you with something. I've never been a stick. I don't think even probably at the age of 6 or 7 was I.
I was. I actually was. When I was married, I weighed 145 pounds. That's the actual truth.
I was 135 my freshman year in high school. I was a guard. I was a guard and a linebacker in football.
135? How tall are you? 5'10"? What are you?
I used to be like 5'11 and a half.
You're shrinking?
I'm shrinking, yeah.
Well, they say that happens. It hasn't happened to me yet, but it will probably. What would you like to sell today?
We want to sell everything. We're having a great day, a great close to the month. All of the tremendous Memorial Day events still go through this weekend here at Johnny Law & Duff Chevrolet, 1375 Dunn Road. Beautiful Florence, Missouri, and everything's online at lawnduff.com. And you can start the process there, credit applications, the pricing. We can do retail payments, lease payments. We want to make it easy. We know the one thing is that, you know, all your listeners, no matter how much fun they think that we are, which we are, you and I, and the whole dealership, just great people, they do want to get in and get out. They don't want to spend all day here.
No.
And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that the experience is one that they've never had before, if they've never bought from us before, and that then they want to keep coming back, but that we want to get them, especially as we move into the summer season. Now they want to get home to do their activities during the summer. But, you know, summer vacations are coming up. Nothing better than maybe getting a new Johnny Law & Duff Chevy car or truck or a newer pre-owned vehicle, and we have a great inventory and more coming. So check us out online at lawnduff.com and start the process. You can even email me at lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com. I have to keep my email address simple so I don't forget it. So lawnduffjr.
Me too. That's why mine's frankopinion@yahoo.com. All I have to remember is yahoo.com.
I even sometimes, like, you know, put my name on, you know, like the golf shirt I'm wearing right now. In case I look in the mirror,
you look down,
I know who I am.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to send you some business.
Thanks.
All right, John. Yeah. Thanks for starting our talent show.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Show is underway. Here's what I'm going to do. One bit of business. Do you have to take a break?
Yes.
Come back. Then we're taking your talent. Please hold if you don't mind. We can't wait to hear what it is you do. American Equity Mortgage has been with us 20, it has to be very close now to 22 years. So let's just call it 22. It's closer to 22 than 21. 22 years. And interestingly, that is how long they've been around. The year they went into business, they came to me and said, would you speak for us? And I said, well, tell me what you do. And I liked what I heard. I didn't find any reason not to speak for them. I said, sure. They were new, so they didn't have really a history or reputation. So I thought, okay, let's go with this and hope it works out. Well, it was a lot more than just working out. They're in several cities now. And they've saved thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, probably millions totaled up of dollars. The average person saves $640 a month just from using the equity in their homes and paying off their credit cards. That's the average savings, and that's free and clear money. That's not taxable money. That's just your money, $640. That's the average. Check it out and everything else they do at American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. You folks with talent, hang on, because we can't wait to hear it on the Big 550. Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, looks like we've got a disabled vehicle. They have moved it off to the right shoulder, though, on northbound 170 just after Highway 40. We've got another disabled on westbound 255 in Lindbergh. Northbound 55, the right lane, heavy at usual spot, parked to the Poplar Street Bridge. And once you get over the bridge, you're slow on eastbound 64 from the 55-70 split up to Highway 111. This traffic report is brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For years, the best of the best in St. Louis baseball fine-tuned their skills in Memphis by playing for the Redbirds. Albert Pujols graduated from the Memphis Redbirds School of Baseball in 2000. Yadier Molina earned his degree in 2004. Alan Craig in 2010 and Matt Carpenter in 2012. There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Saturday, May 31st at 7:05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Oklahoma City Astros on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, at St. Louis Closet Company, from the designers to the installers, have one goal in mind, and that is for you to be completely satisfied. Other companies say they'll do it, but at St. Louis Closet Company, 23 years, they have satisfied customers. They've won every award there is to win. Now, what about your closets? They'll come out to your house, and they'll give you a free in-home estimate. In about an hour, they'll have a design ready for you to look at, and of course, you can change, because at St. Louis Closet Company, it's all about custom designs. The installations are completed in one day by St. Louisans. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Murphy beds, master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, garages, mudrooms, even pantries. St. Louis Closet Company, check out their showroom on Big Bend or check them out online, stlouisclosetco.com, and ask about their spring special. 314-781-9000, 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heisey with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heiseys on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116, and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you'll be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, you guys. You find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning. But Spectrum also does area rug cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts. They clean your mattresses. And they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house. So let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar, high atop the Hilton at the ballpark, Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Why, you ask? Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar, Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's let the talent begin. You never know. It could be something as simple as this little radio talent show that launches a huge career. Wouldn't we feel good about that? We'd feel better about it if the person who became famous remembered us and said, here's a couple million bucks. Thanks for giving me my start. Here we go. Talent, you have it? Share it. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Floyd joins us. Hello, Floyd.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm just doing fine.
Now,
doing,
Floyd.
Doing real good.
Well, I assume you're calling to share your talent with us.
I'd like to do that.
Now,
I did this yesterday at the Kirkwood American Legion commemoration of Memorial Day.
Wow, you must be pretty good at something. We'll find out what it is in a minute. First, a little bit about you. Are you married, miserable, happy, gay, straight, divorced? What's the story?
Well, I'm widowed, unfortunately. For the last
I'm sorry
years.
To hear that. 3 years ago.
Yes, and 57 years she put up with me.
Wow, you were married 57 years. You don't sound old enough to have been married 57 years.
Well, I was tail end of World War II, the Navy.
Yeah.
Now, so that makes me 86.
So, whoa!
Holy
you
cow.
Do not sound 86. And you know why? Because you listen to this show.
That's it. That keeps me young.
It keeps you young. So what do you do these days?
Well, I'm retired, but I do sing. I sang at the Star Spangled Banner at a Cardinal game last August.
Yeah.
And they said it was good. So I decided I can do all kinds of things that don't pay anything and just have fun doing it.
Just like radio.
Yeah.
And when you were a working man, what did you do?
Well, I was a manufacturer's agent because the Navy taught me electronics, and I was selling electronics controls to people like Monsanto, Shell Oil, Granite City Steel, and all over the New York, the Missouri and Illinois territories.
Now, 57 years with the same woman is a long time. It's been 3 years. Have you been dating at all, or do you?
No, I have not. I don't know if anybody really wants to. I've been mixing with some nice people.
Yeah,
made some nice, good friends.
You sound like a catch to me. I'm telling you, and I'm not gay or anything, but I think some woman would be lucky to get a hold of you. What's your talent?
Well, I do sing, and I like to sing this because it's a commemoration of a. Patriotism in the United States of America.
All right, we can't wait. Go right ahead.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 86 years old. Dan, make a note.
Yeah,
Floyd,
I did.
America the Beautiful, and then put, like, out of four ARDs, what you think you would rate him. And, Floyd, that was fantastic.
I thank you very much.
It's very good, and we're going to you hang on. Dan's going to take your number, and
okay.
You never know. You heard our prize package.
Oh, absolutely. I just can't wait to.
You'll be dreaming about it, and hopefully that dream will come true. Floyd, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you much.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
Now, see, a lot of other 86-year-olds are listening to the voice of Del Mar Gardens.
Unfortunately.
And they're depressed, and they're not able to perform or do anything because they just don't want to. They don't really want to do anything.
They're just miserable. waiting the inevitable.
For the Grim Reaper, because they're constantly being held down by that station, meaning that station depresses them.
I'm bored.
How come that station never makes me laugh?
I'm going to wake up another day, listen to this, and I'm just bored all day.
And unfortunately, they're so... It's such a habit, they don't know there's something else on the dial. Let's go to Alan. Alan, how are you?
Hey, doing all right, Frank.
Well, let's get your story. Divorced, married, miserable, happy, hetero, gay. What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm married. Been married for 4 years now.
Married to a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anymore, you got to ask. You know, yeah. I mean, the way it looks, they make it, if you watch the TV, they make it seem like half the people in the world are gay. So we have to ask. I'm married 4 years now. First marriage or second marriage?
That's the third.
Third marriage? Well, you must be really good at it. Because the three
That's
times,
one way of
you've
it.
Had more practice than most of us. And what do you do?
I'm a salesman.
Can I ask what you sell?
Office furniture.
Office furniture. Well, every office needs that. How's business? Good?
Yeah. That's pretty slow.
Slow? Well, join the club. Slow for TV, radio, newspaper, too. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Salem, Illinois.
Oh, I know where that is. And what's your talent?
Well, for years I did Bullwinkle the Moose.
Bullwinkle.
And as I had kids, they liked Barney, and very similar.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barney.
Now, I'm not as familiar with Barney.
Barney, I love you.
So that's it? You do one voice, Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
You usually, if somebody does one voice, they do a couple. But you're saying you focused strictly on Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear it anytime.
All right. It's like a little skit that happened between the cartoons.
All right.
Between him and Rocky.
All right.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Looking up my sleeve, presto! Time to get another hat.
I liked it. I liked it. All right, Alan. Dan,
I'd like to hear him do Barney.
You want to hear Barney?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, here we go. It's just a quick one. Okay. Hi, boys and girls. We're Super D Duper.
I like Barney better. Barney was good.
Well, you have two things for us to mull over when we get to the judging phase. Good luck to you. Dan's going to take your number, so hang on. Don't go away, okay, Alan?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, and he had Dan's approval, too, so that means with voices.
That counts for something there. Office furniture salesman Alan doing Bullwinkle. That's the first thing.
Right.
Do we have time for one more? Do we need to break? We'll take a break. I'd like to get one more in here. Let's get Joan in here real quick. Joan, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just heard lovely Floyd singing his lovely song.
Yes,
that. And I'm a few years younger, and I'm gonna give him a song back. How's that?
All right, and real quickly, married, divorced, widowed, gay, happy, miserable.
Widowed and divorced, both.
Wow. Okay. And,
I know, that's terrible, huh?
Well, it could be, or it could be just it's life. What do you do with your time?
I am retired, and I do a lot of volunteer work.
Good for you. And what part of town do you live in?
I live in Northern Jefferson County.
Northern Jefferson.
Which is considered Fenton, I believe, as far as the zip code and so forth.
Okay. What is that noise?
63043.
What's that horrible noise I hear?
My noise?
It was like, what was
it? Like
a slurp.
It's not, I don't hear it now, but I heard it twice.
I could have been pulling off the road.
Oh, that's a horrible road. What are you going to sing for us?
How about He's Just My Bill?
I don't even know that song. She's just.
He's
Just My Bill.
Right.
All right. Well, it's not the song that matters. It's the voice. So here we go. Take it away.
I used to dream that I would discover a perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came my way. I always used to fancy he'd be one of a godlike kind of man with a giant brain. And a noble head, like the heroes bold in a book I read.
I don't need him to hear any more. No, that's fantastic. Good. What a beautiful voice. I don't need to hear more. That was very good. Joan, that was very good. You have a nice voice.
Well, thank you.
You have a nice
thank
voice.
Thank you.
Hang on, and Dan's going to get your number. Good luck winning this huge prize package, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, Joan. Another person, obviously at least 50, happy, jolly, not depressed, because they're not listening to that depressing other station.
I hear that all the time. You got a giant brain.
Well, the song, I thought she was going to punk us there for a minute. I'm looking for a man with a giant, and I thought, oh, no, and then she said brain.
So giant
thought,
brain and noble head.
Yeah, you could have flipped it, and we might have had a problem. There we go. We're off and running. After Jose, Jose's going to come in after the news and enlighten you and answer your questions about technical stuff, your computers, your phones, your TVs, whatever. And then it's back to more talent. So let me just mention to any of you, and I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you can be in pain. You can be in pain because of an injury. Kids at school, grade school, middle school, high school, get injured all the time on the playground, on playing baseball, football, whatever. People get hurt. They get injured. They're in pain. And then you usually have several options as to how to deal with it. The worst of which is just keep suffering. Just tough it out. I don't care. I'll just hurt. Nobody wants that. There's usually medication. How long do you want to be on that? Painkiller. Surgery. Nobody wants to do that unless you have to. But in many, many, many cases, if you're in the right hands and you're with people who are trained properly, physical therapy and pain management could be the answer. And it is the answer, and has been the answer for thousands and thousands of people. Associated Physicians Group, APG, all pain gone. Think of it that way. That's what they do. Physical therapy and pain management. There are three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. Now, they offer in Missouri one program for now, and that program is the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. That also is available in Illinois, but it is the one thing at this point you can get. And it's big. It's a huge part of what they do. I just talked to a doctor this morning, a friend of mine who's a doctor, and he's going to have to go in and have a hip replacement. And there is no physical therapy or pain management at this point for him. It has to be done. But there are lots of cases with his knee replacement where you don't have to have surgery. I don't care what anybody told you. Check it out. Find out more. Go to this website. You'll learn a lot. APGPain.com.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.